Germany's highest court has ruled that the European Union's Lisbon Reform Treaty is compatible with national law, but has demanded changes to domestic legislation which will delay the treaty's ratification. The decision by the Constitutional Court in Karlsruhe removes one of several remaining hurdles for the treaty, which aims to give the EU stronger leadership, a more effective foreign policy, and a fairer decision-making system. Germany, Ireland, Poland, and the Czech Republic are the only countries in the 27-nation bloc not to have ratified the Lisbon Treaty, which must be approved by all member states to take effect. I asked Julia de Klerk-Saxe, research fellow at the Centre for European Policy Studies in Brussels, how significant the German court's ruling was for the rest of the EU.
Well, the major significance of this ruling is, of course, that the Lisbon Treaty has been deemed in concurrence with German constitutional law, so that there will be no major hang-up on the ratification. However, of course, the necessity of amending the domestic legislation has created some concerns in terms of the timetable of the ratification of the Lisbon Treaty. Yet we've just heard that Parliament will meet already during the summer recess in August, so most likely there should be no delays, and I think there's a domestic consensus to push forward the necessary changes in domestic law as quickly as possible.
So do you think the treaty will be up and running by 2010 as planned, having been ratified by all 27 countries? Is that still realistic?
Well, we don't know what's going to happen, obviously, in Ireland. Right now we have optimistic forecasts on a second referendum, but I think one should never prejudge these outcomes. A lot can still happen. But in terms of the German domestic context, there should be no hang-up on that side. It's just a matter of changing the legislation in time.
Can Eurosceptics derive much comfort from this ruling, do you think?
I wouldn't say it that way, no. I mean, I think it's Eurosceptics in Germany, of course, those who've laid the claims of the problems of the constitutionality of the Lisbon Treaty, they now see this as a major victory. They're happy about the involvement of the national parliament. However, they don't see themselves as Eurosceptics in that way. I guess they just want to make sure that further European integration underlies the necessary democratic control also at the national level.
Do you think this ruling was fair? Fair to the 50 German MPs who lodged the complaint?
I think it is. I think it strikes a good balance between concerns about the constitutionality of the Lisbon Treaty, about the democratic element of the treaty, and enabling the treaty still to come in force.